The Athanasian Creed. Whoever will be saved, before all things, it is necessary that he hold the Catholic faith. Which faith, except everyone to keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly. And the Catholic faith is this, that we worship one God in Trinity, and Trinity in unity, neither confounding the persons nor dividing the essence. For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Ghost. But the Godhead of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost is all one. The glory equal, the majesty co-eternal. Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Ghost. The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Ghost uncreated. The Father unlimited, the Son unlimited, and the Holy Ghost unlimited. The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Ghost eternal. And yet they are not three eternals, but one eternal. As also there are not three uncreated, nor three infinites, but one uncreated and one infinite. So likewise, the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Ghost almighty. And yet they are not three almighties, but one almighty. So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Ghost is God. And yet there are not three gods, but one God. So likewise, the Father is Lord, the Son is Lord, and the Holy Ghost Lord. And yet not three lords, but one Lord. For like as we are compelled by the Christian verity to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord, so we are forbidden by the Catholic religion to say there are three gods or three lords. The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten. The Son is of the Father alone, not made nor created, but begotten. The Holy Ghost is of the Father and of the Son, neither made nor created nor begotten, but proceeding. So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Ghost, not three Holy Ghosts. And in this Trinity, none is before or after another, none is greater or less than another. But the whole three persons are co-eternal and co-equal, so that in all things, as aforesaid, the unity in Trinity and the Trinity in unity is to be worshipped. He therefore that will be saved, let him thus think of the Trinity. Furthermore, it is necessary to everlasting salvation that he also believe faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man. God of the essence of the Father, begotten before the worlds, and man of the essence of his mother, born in the world. Perfect God and perfect man. Of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting, equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood, who, although he is God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ. One, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by assumption of the manhood into God. one altogether, not by confusion of essence, but by unity of person. For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ, who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead. He ascended into heaven. He sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he will come to judge the quick and the dead, and whose coming all men will rise again with their bodies, and shall give account for their own works. And they that have done good shall go into life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire. This is the holy Catholic faith, which, except a man believe truly and firmly, he cannot be saved. Amen. The Athanasian Creed. Quicumque vult salvus esse, ante omnia opus est, ut teneant catholicam fidam. Quam nisi quisque integram inviolatamque serveverit, absque dubio in aeternum perbi. Fides altem catholica egest, et unum Deum in Trinitate, et Trinitatem in unitate veneremur. Neque confundentes personas, neque substantiam separantes, alia est enum persona Pateris, alia Filii, alia Spiritus Sancti, sed Pateris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti una est divinitas equalis gloria coeterna maiestas. Qualis Pater, talis Filius, talis et Spiritus Sanctus, increatus Pater, increatus Filius, increatus et Spiritus Sanctus, immensus Pater, immensus Filius, immensus et Spiritus Sanctus, aeternus Pater, aeternus Filius, aeternus et Spiritus Sanctus, et amen non tres aeterni, sed unus aeternus. Sicut non tres sint creati, nec tres immensi, sed unus increatus, et unus immensus. Similiter omnipotens Pater, omnipotens Filius, omnipotens et Spiritus Sanctus, et amen non tres omnipotentes, sed unus omnipotens. Ita Deus Pater, Deus Filius, Deus et Spiritus Sanctus, et tam non tres Dii, sed unus est Deus. Ita Dominus Pater, Dominus Filius, Dominus et Spiritus Sanctus, et tamen non tres Domini, sed unus est Dominus, quia sicut sine latim unam quamque personam Deum ac Domini confiteri Christiana veritati compellimur. Ita tres Deus, altres Dominos dicere catholica religione prohibemur. Pater a nullo est factus, nec creatus, nec genitus. Filius a Pateris solo est, non factus, nec creatus, sed genitus. Spiritus Sanctus a Pateri et Filio, non factus, nec creatus, nec genitus, sed procedens. Unus ergo Pater, non tres Patres, unus Filius, non tres Filii, unus Spiritus Sanctus, non tres Spiritus Sancti. Et in ac Trinitate ni il prius aut posterius, ni il maius aut mius. Sed tote tres personae coeterne sibi sunt et coequales, ita ut per omnia, sicut iam supra dictum est, et unitas in Trinitate, et Trinitas in unitate veneranta sit. Qui vult ergo salvus esse, ita Dei Trinitate sentia. Sed necessarium est ad aeternum salutem, ut incarnationem quoque Domini nostri Iesu Christi fideliter creda. Est ego fides recta ut credemus et confiteamur, quia Dominus noste Iesus Christus, Dei Filius, Deus pariter homo est. Deus est ex substantia Patris ante saeculum genitus, et homo est ex substantia Matris in saeculo natus. Perfectus Deus, perfectus homo, ex anima rationali et humana carne subsistens. E qualis patri secundum divinitatem, mina patre secundum humanitatem, qui licet da Deus, si et homo, non duo tamen, sed unus est Christus, unus autem non confessione divinitatis in carne, sed assumptione humanitatis in Deo. Unus omnino non confusione substantiae, sed unitate personae. Nam sicut anima rationalis sed caro unus est homo. Ita Deus, et homo unus est Christus, qui passus est pro salute nostra, descendit ad inferos, tertia die resurrexit a mortuis, ascendit ad in celos, sedit ad dextram Dei Patris omnipotenteis, inde venturus est judicare vivos et mortuis, ad cuius arventum omnes homines resurgere abent cum corporibus suis, et redditori sunt de factis propriis rationem, et qui bona egerunt, ibunt in vitam aeternam, qui vero mala in ignem aeternam. Et est fides catholica, quam nisi quisque fidelitor fermiterque, crediteri, salvus esse non poteri.